Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity.
Oh, Amen. Praise God. Welcome, welcome to Seeds of the Word Biblical Coaching. This is your hostess. Amen. This is Pastor Katisa. We just give God praise and glory. We're able to come this week. Amen. And just kind of leading to the Lord and how God would want us to go forth in these weeks. And though maybe just kind of struggling a little bit of how God wants me to proceed. But I think God wants me to go ahead and encourage us as believers. We need encouragement. The body of Christ, we need encouragement from one another. We need encouragement from God. And God does give us encouragement. Amen. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I give you praise, I give you glory, I give you honor. Truly, you are an amazing God. There is none like you. We magnify you, we glorify your holy name. Thank you for your encouragement. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. God, thank you, Lord, that you are awesome in leading us on the great path that you have for us. Your plans to prosper us and not to harm us. Plans to give us a hope and a future. To you be the glory, God, and to you be the praise. In Jesus' name, amen, and praise God. Praise his name. Encouragement comes from God. And he says it in the words, says, may God give you encouragement and endurance, amen. And you'll find many scriptures about encouragement. And God wants us to walk in that and being strengthened in his word and being strengthened in everything that he has called us to in this hour and time. And we thrive, we succeed on encouragement. Amen? We succeed in the Lord from encouragement. And so praise his holy name. Amen. That we are able to come together today on one accord. Amen, and pray and seek what God has for us on the topic of encouragement. Praise his name. You will find in the Old Testament and the New Testament about encouragement. Mentioned before Joshua 1, when God mentions in the chapter three times about being strong and courageous. The third time in Joshua 1, he says, have I not commanded you? So he made it a command that Joshua be strong and courageous. He didn't make it an option. He made it something you must do. You must be this way. And as believers in Christ, we must be encouraged. We must be strengthened. Amen. For we have the harvest in front of us. And the harvest being plentiful, but the workers, the laborers are few. But glory be to God, he has called us for such a time as this. You can find in the book of Deuteronomy when, just before Joshua was going to be given the leadership over Israel, it says this in Deuteronomy chapter 3, verse 28. It says, but commission Joshua and encourage and strengthen him, for he will lead this people across and will cause them to inherit the land that you will see. So God said, commission him. Encourage and strengthen him. And because he's going to lead the people. We lead. We are leaders in Christ. Whether we're leaders just in our homes, our communities, amen. God has called us to lead people. Where are we leading them? To Jesus. To lead them to salvation of glory. Hallelujah. So whenever I turn to in the New Testament, amen, and I turn to Romans 15 and 15. Let's skip there. Romans 15. So we have a little bit more encouragement. Amen. Praise his name. Glory to God. Romans 15 and 15 says, amen. Glory to God. Now, this just says, this is an encouragement word about being boldly, about being standing for Christ, ministers of the gospel. Yet I have written you quite boldly on points to remind you of them again, because of the grace of God gave me. And so he said he's written boldly to encourage them, amen, to have them to press on and keep going on in Christ Jesus. How important it is, amen, for us to be encouraged in that and go forward in the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah, praise his name. And then in 2 Thessalonians 2:16, amen, 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Glory be to God. Let's get over there. It says to us, this is the one right here. We even bring our focus on. It says, may our Lord Jesus Himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope. Verse 17, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. So it comes from God. May our Lord Jesus Christ, from the Lord Jesus, and God our Father, who loved us by his grace, gave us eternal encouragement. That means our encouragement lasts forever. Amen. Praise God. It's forever, forever. It's from the beginning to the end. Because God, amen, is a God of encouragement. I tell you, when I need strength, when I need uplifting, I look to God. I look to his word. And we know that the word was made flesh in Jesus Christ. So I'm looking to Jesus. Amen. I'm looking for God to, in the situation, to give me direction, to give me, you know, his perspective on the situation. That's what's abiding. That's what we call abiding. Amen. That's what we call abiding in Christ. And so I want to leave you with those words, that you be uplifted. Praise his name. May our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace, encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and word. Every time we want to go do something good, every time a word we want to share about Jesus, amen, God's going to give it. God's going to do it through us. Amen. The good hope in us. To him be the praise, to him be the glory. Listen, just put your eyes on Jesus. Amen. And it says in verse 9, it will have joy. It says, verse 7, your love has given me great joy and encouragement because you, brother, have refreshed the hearts of the Lord's people. Keep on refreshing the hearts of the Lord's people. Amen. Those who have yet to come to Christ, keep giving them a word about Christ. Planting the seed, watering seed, and God makes them grow. Amen. To God be the glory and praise for you. Have an awesome rest of your day. Continue to keep us in prayer as we seek the will of God in this season. I feel it's imperative that we keep on praying, we keep on encouraging one another and building each other up in our most holy faith, because as more and more as we see the day approaching and getting near, stand firm in Christ. Be blessed. Go with God. Amen.